This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past 7 after the hour, it's Thursday already, the 4th of May. The Doug Steffen Good Day program has been replaced, or it's been supplanted by the DJV experience, because we have Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. She gets a small C. It's a capital D, a capital J, a capital V.
Wow, feeling the love.
Oh, well.
You get a capital in my book, C.
Yeah, I didn't say that you were... It was anything.
You didn't
negative.
Say that I was any lesser, just that my name's not in capitals.
Right.
You know.
It's okay. You're there. We're functionally happy that you are there. I'm functionally happy that everybody is here, because we have this little get-together every day. The time goes so quickly. We always say that because we're having a good time for the most part. We love each other. We enjoy each other's company. And the best part is that you get to listen to the conversation and participate in it in a way that is productive for you. I'm not asking. I have found, how do I say this nicely? The people who call radio programs are not the quality that they used to be. How's that? How about that, Jennifer? Is that okay? Is that, I don't know how many. Do you take
We're
a lot of calls?
Yeah. Flooded with calls, or?
Nah, because the people who, most people are really busy at this time of the day, and the people who aren't are thinking about something else.
I will confirm that.
Yeah.
And you were asking if I take calls on my local show, and yes, we do. We don't take them for every topic, but there are, you know, probably a couple of topics a day that we take. And the one that got so much traction yesterday, California is thinking about passing a law that would allow bicyclists to decide if they want to stop at stop signs. They wouldn't actually be required to follow the rules of the road. They would get to decide in the moment if they should or should not stop.
The more I learn about California,
how about that?
As an East Coaster, we all sort of idolize everything about California, but the more I learn from Jen, that is a wonky state.
And by the way, it has bipartisan support. It was actually introduced by my friend, who is a Republican assemblyman in Sacramento, and has a co-sponsor of a Democrat. So this is like a bipartisan bill in California, which is hard to come by. And here it is, yeah.
Are delivery guys not getting the food to people fast enough, and they need to run stop signs? Like, what's the reasoning behind this?
They're just saying that this is really, truly the argument behind it. And then back to you, Dougie. Is that in 1982, this is no joke, back in 1982 in Idaho, they changed their cyclist laws so that bicyclists wouldn't have to stop at stop signs. And they saw
in Idaho,
a cyclist
there's so much, there's so
in,
much
common
in common
with traffic
with
in
Idaho and California.
And so they said that it's very similar and that 14% decline in cyclist injuries and deaths. And so they think that we should roll it out in California. My problem is, cyclists are already aggressive enough, I think, as a card-carrying driver and not a cyclist. They're aggressive enough. Yeah. And so if they're not all playing on the same rules of the road, and I just assume as a dopey driver that they're going to stop and they don't, and I hit them, they have to own it, but I have to live with the guilt of hitting somebody on a bike for the rest of my life.
It's nuts.
I don't understand how not stopping at stop signs or following the rules of the road is going to lead to a decrease in deaths of cyclists. That makes no sense.
Working for you.
Everybody's independent contractor in California.
Wow.
It's funny. I'm sitting here thinking of I started going to California in the winter of 1993. Bob Kay, who is my pal and mentor in many ways and our general manager, he was at KBC and he wanted me to do some work there, and he knew I went to the warm places. I've been going to Florida in the wintertime for 5 or 6 years, and he said, why don't you come out here? I didn't really know what to expect, because I'd only been in California, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times prior to that. And as soon as I got there, that first winter, I felt something change in me. I felt something different. And it was the energy. And I have, for all of the years that I have spent my winters in California, I think I have a growing appreciation for the energy. The place is nuts, but there's something about driving down the 405, or there's something about driving on the surface. There's something that feels like home to me. I would not ever live in California all the time. I would never become a citizen of the state. I don't want a driver's license from this. I don't want to have a car registered there. I don't want any of that. I've owned homes there, and I doubt that I ever will own a home again in California. But there's, having said all of that, there's something marvelous about the feel of that state. And it goes from the bottom of the state to the top of the state. There's not a more beautiful place filled with crazier people than San Francisco. It really is. You think Los Angeles is crazy. San Francisco, three times. The people up there are nuts. But there's something about the beauty. Go up to the top of Knob Hill and look around at that. Look down on that city. Or take a trolley ride or go to the Embarcadero. It's a fabulous place. And the same can be said. Just go walk out on the Santa Monica Pier. Miles and Megan and I took an afternoon on the pier. I hadn't walked on the pier for years, even though I've been there. I remember the last time I went out there, I think it was 2000. Yeah, I think it was 2000, actually. I was thinking of who I was with. And then, you know, going out there and seeing all the people and they're just from everywhere. And there's a fun feel to it. Maybe that's what it is. It's just, I don't know.
I feel the same way.
Indescribable about California.
Yeah, and I think a lot of East Coasters have that too. I mean, the weather, and you have so many different terrains and climates and multiple amazing cities in one state. I mean, it's really, it's California is so unique to the rest of the country.
So how do you get to be so crazy though? Jennifer, what in the world makes it so crazy? I mean, people say that about Massachusetts because I live in the two craziest states in the country, and I don't feel like, although some people think I am crazy, I don't feel like I'm the same kind of crazy.
I think here's what I'll say, and this is the kindest way possible that I can think of putting it out there. I think that the reason we have in our two-party system that we have two parties is so each party can keep the other accountable for the most part, right? There's an ebb and flow in power between Democrats and Republicans that sort of at the end of the day, when you look back, it all kind of comes out in the wash, and both parties end up kind of keeping each other in the middle and accountable, right? Mm-hmm. We'd agree.
Yeah.
California is very, 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 very left-leaning, and there is nothing. I mean, the Democrats have a supermajority in Sacramento.
Why, though? What is there? I don't get what there is.
Because
there are
just
that.
Hardly any conservative areas left, and then with redistricting.
The conservatives don't like warm weather? What is
redistricting, the way that things have been done, it's now much easier.
Yeah, but there has to be a reason for people being so far. You're right. It's a whack job place. It really is. People in the political philosophies. And I'm not talking about even Victoria, because Victoria is not wacky. She just has a point that leans a little to the left.
No, this is just very far left-leaning policy.
Yes.
That's all.
It's like no common sense.
And there's
no bike bill is a perfect example of it. Plus, you want to be a sanctuary state? What are you, nuts? Now,
there's no one to anchor it. Like, I think in a place like New York, even though it is, you know, the other coast, and we look at it as having some pretty liberal ideas, there are still rural areas that provide some Republican leadership that kind of, you know, hold things back.
The farm areas, but
the
farm areas getting wiped out by bad government policy.
But you know, it's interesting, though, with New York City is so different. New York City really could be its own state because we really have nothing in common with
anybody. Los Angeles County could be, too.
Right, and we have nothing in common, you know, very few things in common lifestyle-wise or anything with any part of upstate New York. But we do have in New York City where everyone could go a little, like, wacky left, we still do have major institutions like Wall Street. And you have to be grounded in reality, left or right, when you have something as heavy as Wall Street right here that's constant on everyone's mind. So I think that in L.A., it's Hollywood. You know, like, so that's not really a grounding
that's a great
institution.
Point. It's money. in the term of investments and that sort of thing that rules New York. And
we're
it's
all up in the
L.A., although I will tell you from my experience, my thinking, L.A. is much more of a company town than New York is. New York has varied industry. New York has varied businesses. New York is a great variety.
Yeah, but think of the company
in L.A.,
that you're talking
there's
about
nothing
the
that goes on there that's not related to the entertainment business.
Right.
Nothing that goes on anywhere that somebody hasn't got some connection. What is it, Kevin Bacon's 6 degrees of separation? That's the way. By the way, Few Good Men was on TV last night. I came home. And it was about 8:30, and had a check and see how my pal Millie was doing, and then I just sat down and I turned on television. I was in nowhere land as far as my mind was concerned, and this is one of those movies. There are about 6 or 7 movies that have been produced over the years that I could watch over and over and over again, and that's. You want answers?
You want the truth.
You can't handle it. It just is a fabulous. Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise just are fabulous. And everything. I can recite most of the dialogue. Kevin Bacon is absolutely terrific in the movie. It just is one of those experiences. You know, I was happy to sit there like a bump on a log and eat my beets and beans and watch that. It was just, it was that kind of a night. I said bacon. All right. This is how my mind works.
You sound like you're on the verge of tears. Does it really bring it out of you?
Oh, no, I don't know. It's one of those things, the way.
Few Good Men gives you a few good tears, eh?
No, I think it was actually the relationship Tom Cruise had to Demi Moore's character and how you really liked them and how you liked what was going on. And and you feel for these guys. The lesson in the movie is a fabulous lesson. So, yeah, emotions, good stuff. Speaking of emotions and good stuff, how are you doing with your mom for Mother's Day? You're emotionally connected to that person in whose womb you spent 9 comfortable months. I don't mean to put the guilt on you there, boys and girls, but your mom is pretty special, and if you're not treating her with that same kind of specialty, you're a loser. Don't be a loser of a child. How's that? Or a loser of a son, loser of a daughter. Don't be a loser. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV, and something really special starting today and only probably for today, maybe today and tomorrow, I think. There are 3 things that are part of this Sherry's Berry offering. First, you get for $19.99 a dozen of the biggest, juiciest, most wonderful strawberries dipped in all kinds of chocolate and coatings and that kind of stuff. For another $10, you get twice as many berries. So you get 24. And then, included when you spend the $10 more, as of right now, right here, you'll get free cake truffles for your mom as well. So that's a whole lot of good stuff. Pick your delivery date. Sherry's Berries guarantees your gifts will arrive fresh and delicious, or you get your money back. So go online to Berries, BERRIES.com, and use the code DJV in the microphone at the top right-hand corner. That's right. That's where it is. $19.99 is where you start, plus shipping. Berries.com, the code in the microphone, top right-hand corner, DJV. Mother's Day, around the corner. Take some action now.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The pleasantness of the DJV experience. This is the musical portion of this hour and every hour. Thursday, Throwback Thursday. We take five songs from a year this week in 1964. The top five songs started with the number five tune, Mary Wells. Who is, let's see here. She and Mary Wells come from? She and Martha Reeves, I think, were friends. They were either secretaries or involved in the production of Motown, and they found that she could sing, so she had any number of string of hits, starting with this one. This is My Guy. All right, try again. The beauty of this is the simplicity of the lyrics. No muscle-bound man. Take my hand from My Guy. Her handsome face could ever take the place of My Guy. Is there? You may not be a movie star, but we are. Yep. Hi. So there's number five.
It sounds
next
like
one.
When William Shatner did that, like, spoken word
yes.
album.
Like, right.
That sounds yeah. like what you're doing.
Yes, thank you. All right, I'm in good company. So the next tune, first number one hit for an English group called the Dave Clark Five. Listen to the chords in this. It's the same thing repeated 100 times. The music was so wonderfully simplistic in the 60s, before it got complicated. After Woodstock, everything changed. This is very free Woodstock. Bits and Pieces, Dave Clark 5, number 4, this week, 1964. All right, you know, as we get into this era, there's got to be at least one song from the Beatles in the top 5.
Do you want to know a secret? Who? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear.
That's Paul.
Say the words you love.
I thought it was John.
I'm in love with you. Listen.
I guess it should tickle out of this stuff. I was reading this morning the history. I went to school in Ohio and grew up during the era of great radio. No matter where we were in the country, the AM radio stations that played the hits always had great jocks. And it was one of the trades profiled all the top jocks in Cleveland. It brought back some great memories. Because this is the year when I'm in college listening to this stuff on WCKY in Cleveland. Oh, what a great radio station.
Were you a big Beatle fan?
I was. Fabulous, yeah. Just the Fab Four really was the Fab Four for me. Number two, another great tune. Didn't fit in the mold, but, man, what a great talent this guy was.
This is Louis. Darling, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Speaks for itself.
You look and swell, darling. I can't tell.
Playing the trombone. Nice. Holding the trombone.
You still going. You still going.
All right. We said the Beatles were around, right? This song had been number one for 5 weeks, including this week in 1964. Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. Do You Want to Know a Secret? The first ballad they came out with. All the stuff before that had sounded pretty much just like this. Please, please me, help, all that stuff. This one
screams Dougie, though.
What's that?
This screams you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just about to become a disc jockey the next year. That's one of the first tunes that I played on the air. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what if that perfectly trained cat, all of a sudden, for no reason you can think of, stops using a litter box? You know, every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your cat's elimination habits suddenly change, it's really important you take it to the vet for a checkup. Once you've ruled out all the physical problems, here are things that you need to understand. Make sure you select the right type of litter box. If it was an outdoor cat that you brought in, they may not know from litter. You might want to use the litter box, but fill it with some dirt and grass from outside till they get used to it. Select the right type of litter. Keep the litter box clean. You know, cats are fastidious about their cleanliness, so a dirty litter box can get your cat right out. And here's the biggest mistake people make. When cleaning up, they run to the cupboard and they pick up ammonia or any of those cleansers underneath the kitchen sink. All of them contain ammonia, and so does urine. So by cleaning up with ammonia, what you're doing is you're putting down the same scent. Make sure you use a good odor neutralizer. That can make all the difference in the world. But check with your vet first. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
We can print same or next day.
Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now during Small Business Week at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more. And SPY 617 exclusions apply. See staples.com/smallbiz for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, 34. I get on the air. 34 after the hour. I think it did. I'm here with the kids. Yes. It's the senior member of the staff, Doug Steffen Sr., and Jennifer Horn Jr., Victoria Keelan Jr., Kara Schillen Jr., all here. Ever meet a woman whose name was Jr.?
No.
One for the first time a couple of weeks ago. Her name was something Jr., named after
really?
Her mother. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that couldn't happen because most women change their names when they get married.
Well, I don't know.
So, like, if you're born...
My
Victoria
daughter didn't
Keelan
change her
Jr.
name when she got married.
Well, I'm not going to either, but I'm just saying, like, I just assume that's why people don't use the junior. And
did you tell Lewis that? Does he know before you get married you're not changing your name?
Yeah, he loves my last name. He encourages me to keep it.
That's better than
that. Look how cute you are. He loves my last name.
Well, his last name, yeah, I just can't picture my name with his last name.
No, doesn't fit.
No.
Doesn't work. Nope. All right, so those of you who are traveling this summer, you'll be happy to know your friends at American Airlines. As long as we've pretty much grilled them all, cooked them all in the last couple of weeks. American has been unscathed until now. So here we go. We got this equal opportunity shot. American announced yesterday, and I don't even understand why they would do this. This is not great marketing on their part, that they are going to cut down on the space between seats.
Well, look, there's just so much there already.
Right.
So we want, you know, I mean, we don't want to be greedy.
They put in an order yesterday for 74 Boeing 737 MAX jetliners, which means they're going to stretch the plane to get another 18 seats in it. They're going to put new engines on them that are really actually pretty amazing. They're redoing the plane. It'll look the same as the older 737s, but it's made out of the same stuff that the new 787s are made out of. And that's the outside. Now, on the inside, they're going to change. Remember, we talked a month or so ago about this new policy that you can pay to stand practically. Cheap, cheap tickets. So in order to put the people who buy those cheap tickets in the seats that they deserve, they're going to change the last four rows of the plane from 31 inches to 29 inches. The last three or four rows in the plane, cutting 2 inches of legroom away from what now is the economy section. You can get, in most all of them, they call it something plus. What do they call it in American?
It's economy plus.
Yeah, but there's another name for it.
I know, a fancy name.
But it's you get 3 more inches of legroom.
So if you'd like to survive your flight, you have to pay more.
You pay $50 more.
If you just want to play the crapshoot and decide whether or not you survive your flight, then you just sit in the back of the plane. Is that what's going on now?
Yep, that's it. Pretty
much. Isn't this the wrong time to have a press release about things like this?
I wouldn't have been too excited. Not too smart on their part.
I would have held off on this news until next year when the planes actually arrive and just
right.
don't
there won't
tell
be,
anybody.
These planes won't be in service till a year from this fall. That's right. So here, this is like Spirit, which is an airline that has no reason for even existing, and Frontier, which has become a real crap can carrier.
I used to like Frontier.
Yeah, they used to be okay, but they aren't anymore. Mm. They're now called budget friendly. Ah, I love that. Budget friendly means that you, what is it on Spirit? You pay $10 for the seat and $100 for a bag. I think that's that kind of stuff that goes on there. And so, you know, you get what you pay for, in essence. And it really is. Most of the quote unquote legitimate airlines are going to have ticket prices no matter where they go. And they all go to the same places now. It's the three big airlines in Southwest all go to the same cities for the most part. So you're going to have fares that are basically the same service. Ever notice that if there's a competing airline that goes, well, I'll use Boston to Los Angeles because that's the route I take most. 90% of my flights are back and forth from Boston to L.A. So American has the first flight out at 7:05. And then United has one at 7:10. Delta has one at 7:15. And Virgin has one at 7:30. JetBlue, 7:35. And then through the day, they all run. You know, look at the schedule sometimes. You're in an airport up on the wall. If you can see all the airlines at the same time. And you'll see like Los Angeles and there's, you know, 7 different carriers. And they're all leaving pretty much at the same time. It's kind of interesting. That, you know, you'd think that they'd want to sort of spread it out to take people who have different needs. But then, oh, wait a minute, that's the airlines. You have to do what they need. They don't care what you need, as is obvious by this legroom announcement here. And so there it goes. I thought you would find that interesting. If you're traveling this summer, everybody wants you to stay in America. So fly everywhere and stand up in the back of the plane. It's good. Imagine somebody, my son's 6'3", fitting in a seat with 29 inches of legroom.
Your
it's
son's
really
6'3"?
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you do that?
I mean, I'm 5'10", and I'm telling you, when you fold up those legs, I mean, really, it's, you know, awesome. I always ask for an aisle seat as it is just because it's, I mean, I can't imagine 2 inches less.
Oof. All right. Mount Everest, speaking of traveling, Mount Everest may be pretty dangerous this year. Record number of people are trying to climb Mount Everest, and many are worried about some of the traffic jams that may take place. Traffic jams in the form of climbers, frostbite, snow blindness. This sounds like a delightful way to spend your vacation.
I don't understand. I mean,
lack of oxygen.
Ugh.
And now there are so many people climbing up on Mount Everest, you have to wait for hours. It's like being in the middle of the Interstate 405 or something in Los Angeles. Traffic gets backed up. 800 people sometimes are on the slopes at the same time. You got to be nuts. The weather, there are a lot of great days if you look at the history. Not many good weather days on Mount Everest. And then these people who are going up there, they don't know what they're doing. I'm going to climb Mount Everest. Right. This is somebody who hasn't walked a mile in their lives, and they're going to climb up, what is it, 18,000 feet? Or how? What is it? More than that, isn't it? How tall is Mount Everest? Tallest mountain in the world.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe 20,000. I don't know. Kara's already on it, so we'll find out in a second.
Yeah, 29,000 at the peak.
Yeah.
Yeesh. But people don't actually go to the peak, right?
You can't get to the tip-top, I don't think, can you?
Without an oxygen tank or something, right?
No.
Or do you need an oxygen tank to even get to the highest point that you can summit?
Well, once you get above 10,000 feet, you need oxygen no matter where you are.
Right.
So if this is 29,000 feet, you're going to be checking out if you don't have oxygen at 10,000 and then trying to climb up to wherever you can go. I just think, in my bucket list, there's no room for being uncomfortable.
And you're just,
for that long?
Yeah.
If you haven't been climbing before, if you're inexperienced, why would you do this? Yeah. Just go to like a rock climbing, you know, center in your town. Go climb.
I mean, like
go
a lot of people die as it is every year trying to do Mount Everest. So
is this considered a sport, mountain climbing?
Big one.
Do they have it in the Olympics?
No. It's not a competitive sport. So there's a difference, I guess.
Yeah. All right, speaking of sports, Biff and Biff are here to discuss what's going on in the world of sports. Biff Keelan, Biff Horn. Baseball fans have honored a fellow who passed away in a strange way. Victoria, this looks like it's right up your...
Oh, yes. Well, we've all heard of people honoring their loved ones who have passed in unusual ways, but this one kind of takes the cake. A guy named Tom McDonald has been bringing the ashes of his late friend Roy Riegel to ballparks across the country to spread some of his ashes. Okay, that sounds fine. Roy was a huge baseball fan. But it's where Tom has chosen to spread them that has made headlines. Roy was a plumber, so Tom decided to flush some of Roy's ashes down the toilets of various ballparks that Roy liked to frequent.
It's fair.
Uh-huh.
Tom says he flushed Roy's remains so far at 16 ballparks, but he said he always flushes again in between Roy's ashes and whatever business Tom needs to do when he's in the bathroom as well. He said that was a hard and fast rule that he set for himself with Roy. So there'd be no, you know, there's no overlap of Roy's ashes and Tom's business. He said, I know people might think it's weird, and if anyone if it were anyone else's ashes, I would agree. But for Roy, this is the perfect tribute to a plumber and a baseball fan and a brilliant, wild guy.
Wow. How about that?
Not leaving Tom in charge of my ashes.
No. All right, speaking of dead or almost dead sports celebrities, The Undertaker apparently went into the hospital in New York. Yes, do you know anything about that?
Like, ooh, the wrestler, the Undertaker?
The wrestler, the Undertaker.
Oh, no. Was he okay?
Yeah. Apparently. I just wanted to see if we could get some attention. He went in to serve. He had a special surgery.
There he is. Oh, look at that wife of his. Michelle McCool. Oh, boy. Yeah.
How old is the Undertaker now?
52.
He's still good. Right. Well, he's walking.
Yeah.
He what was
one
the surgery?
Of those things around his head like...
He had for special surgery. Let's see.
So his wife...
hip replacement.
Oh. Yeah.
What about
his wife? I guess
all
those wrestlers need it.
Her story. Is she a wrestler, too?
She's something.
A 30-year-old blonde that likes wrestlers. Anyway.
That vacant stare, she's something.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer.
Yes?
Let's keep going here. There apparently is bad blood between a beer company and LeBron James.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Bad blood more than the Undertaker,
bad beer.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going on. Cleveland Beer Company has backed off using LeBron James's name and his image after marketing a chance encounter with this Cleveland Cavaliers star on Monday night. During game one against the Toronto Raptors in Cleveland, LeBron playfully took a beer out of the hands of a vendor. This story went viral. It was very funny. And he actually, after the thing, said, I don't even, you know, I just like wine, please. Pictures and video of James holding the beer circulated quickly around social media. Now, the next day, Great Lakes featured a tweet of LeBron holding the beer and announced that its brewery would feature discounts on its Dortmunder Gold pints and growlers at its pub. Active NBA players are not allowed to endorse alcohol brands, and LeBron said the association was a little bit too close for comfort. He said, this is the last thing I need to worry about right now. My agent, my legal team will all take care of it. But again, if you can't do it, I mean, this guy's, the Cleveland Beer Company is forcing something that really can't happen for LeBron James. Now, a source told ESPN on Wednesday afternoon that tensions had been eased between the two figures after two tweets were taken down. Protecting James' image is important to maintain the high price he commands for his endorsement. So I guess they were not able to ride the coattails of that viral video that circulated on the internet.
Yeah. And this is also the same brewing company that made the Quitness beer when LeBron famously left Cleveland to go to Miami. So now they're trying to profit off of him after making fun of him.
How sweet. How sweet it is. 47 after the hour on the DJV show.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf.
And we have some great summer prep tips for you, starting with getting rid of those mosquitoes.
That's right. I installed Newtone's Haven mosquito repellent system around my deck here. They look like landscape lights, but they help repel those pesky mosquitoes.
They have the type that's available with lights that have the mosquito repellent or just the repellent itself. It really does work very, very well. It has a timer that goes along with it, and it'll keep the mosquitoes away from here. But even if you're preparing for all of that, you need to also think about those vicious summer storms. And to have a standby generator, just like the one that we've installed from Champion, is a great peace of mind to be able to have that power come right on as soon as you have a power interruption. But you can do all you want around the house, but if the grass isn't mowed, it just doesn't look right. Chelsea's figured that one out.
That's right. I have a Toro Time Master mower. It's got a 30-inch deck, so you're going to be able to mow your yard 40% faster.
Absolutely. It stores real easily in your garage, and it also has a lot of other features that will make it just right for your yard. You can find out more.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. So the Texas legislature yesterday passed a ban on sanctuary cities. None of them guys are going to get to stay free in our state. So a police person in Texas can stop anybody, ask them about their immigration status, and if they don't like the answer, you're out of here.
Jeez.
Basically. The governor says, I'm signing the bill. It passed quickly. No kidding. There were objections from Democrats. Whew, man, I would have been worried about it. This is a, I think that there have been many who didn't like this idea that tried to, it was sort of equated to Nazism. Show me your papers. And I could get some of that to a point. I think that people ought not to be. I've said this 100 million times on the air. If you're not a legal resident, then figure out how to become a legal resident. The people who are here illegally aren't going to go back, but keeping more from coming here and doing the right thing. I don't care how many laws we got, work, and as long as they can pay their way, pay their taxes, fine. But that's not what the situation is, and so we keep arguing about it. But the arguments don't get very far. And I don't want to argue, but I just find it interesting that Texas was the first state to ban it no matter where. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, magic master of medicine. Ooh, just came up with that. You like that, Ken? Magic master of medicine.
Mm. Magic.
Yeah, right. All right, so Ken is a cardiologist, been associated with this program for years and years and years, here to update you on some of the important items that come from the world of medicine every week. All the major journals publish reports and research and that kind of stuff. So the first item here has to do with sunscreen as we get into summertime. This has become redundant almost every year at this time since the research has been done on vitamin D, and we find out how important it is, what sunscreen does or doesn't do. It may be good for some things, but not so good for others, Ken.
Well, I think that especially where I am down in Florida, but throughout the whole country, the doctors have really hammered it that you need to protect yourself from the sun so you don't get skin cancer, the number one cancer. And I think people have overdone it because people are like plants. We need the sun. And what this study in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association is recommending is that all of us spend around 5 to 30 minutes in midday sun twice a week without the protection of sunscreen so that we don't get vitamin D deficient. It's so important. Vitamin D helps us have strong bones. It helps to make sure that our immune system is functioning properly, and also muscles and nerves need vitamin D to function properly.
Dr. Ken, if I fail to mention, is an eminent cardiologist, so a lot of the research has particular meaning to him if it comes from the American Heart Association. And we find this week that a lot of people in this country have strokes and they don't know it.
Amazing. 35% of Americans experience symptoms of warning, stroke. stroke, yet only about 3% get immediate medical attention. Let's go over some of these signs or symptoms because they could really save your life. And what's a nice acronym is FAST. These are the symptoms: face drooping, the F, arm weakness, speech difficulty. It's time to call 911. There are some other warning signs of stroke. Do we have some more time?
Yeah, please.
Confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, numbness or weakness of face, arm, or legs. Doug, particularly when it's on one side of the body, vision loss in one or both eyes, trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, and unexplained severe headache. You have one or more of any of these symptoms, just go right to the ER, call 911.
Isn't it true that now if you get early intervention, a lot of people can survive and come out of having the strokes that heretofore would be killers or wipe you out for the rest of your life?
The most common cause of stroke, the ischemic stroke, where there's a clot. If you get there quickly, they'll use clot-busting drugs. And now there's a device called a stent retriever, Doug, which may also be used to remove the clot and help prevent long-term disability.
What about aspirin? There's a lot of focus on aspirin. If you take aspirin quickly, that helps a lot. Is that true?
Well, if you know you're having a heart attack, you want to chew an aspirin. But if you think you're having a stroke, don't, because you don't know whether it's the other kind of stroke, the bleeding stroke, the hemorrhagic stroke. And there you can make things a lot worse.
Yep. Okay, word to the wise. Now, a lot of strokes have to do with circulation. Want to make sure you have good circulation. Dr. Ken's going to tell you about the river of life and how it's impacted by superbeats. I actually had a Neo 40 this morning, and it charged me right up, Ken. You like that product from Superbeats, too.
Well, I like nitric oxide, and so do the people who award the Nobel Prize. This was given in 1998 for the discovery in 1988. It's the third important gas of the body. We need to continuously remake nitric oxide. So you need the building blocks, and it's hard to eat them. So measure, because most of us get deficient in nitric oxide, and then from head to toe, our body doesn't work well. Our blood vessels don't relax properly. Oxygen can't circulate from head to toe. And I love this product from Neogenes, these test strips from a Baylor physiologist. Put a little saliva on it, see the color, and if you are low, then the Neo 40 gets your tank up. And if you want that boost of nitric oxide during the day, the Super Beats, instead of those high caffeinated beverages before your workout or for some energy, is great.
Yep, and it's an easy find, an easy fix. Super Beats available at 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice, check it out, order it. First time around, you get a bonus 30-day supply free. Yep, that's what happens when you're ordering first at 800-655-4183. First order comes with a book about beets as well, plus free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. Super Beets, 800-655-4183. Get on it now, 59 past the hour.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.